Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 3rd of April, 2023. It's wonderful to have you with us. The Bible reading today is 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 to 10. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Today's article, titled "Finding Strength in God," was written by Kim Yeloda. Football player Christian Pulisic faced several injuries that influenced his career. After learning that he wouldn't be in the starting lineup of the Champions League semi-final game, he was disappointed. But he described how God had revealed himself to him. "As always, I reach out to God, and he gives me strength," he said. "I feel like I always have someone who's with me. I don't know how I would do any of this without that feeling." Pulisic ultimately made a momentous impact when he was substituted later in the game. He initiated a clever play that led to the match-winning goal and secured their spot in the final. These experiences taught him a valuable lesson. We can always view our weaknesses as opportunities for God to reveal his immeasurable power. The world teaches us to rely on our own strength when encountering problems. However, biblical wisdom teaches us that God's grace and power give us strength in the most trying circumstances. Therefore, we can move in confidence, recognizing that we never face trials alone. Our weaknesses become opportunities for God to reveal his power, strengthening and supporting us. We can then use our struggles to offer praise to God, giving thanks for his goodness and sharing these encounters with others so that they can come to experience his love. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being the source of my strength and guiding me each day. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.